Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big weekend of college
Alabama's
football.
Alabama's beating Georgia this weekend.
The big matchups.
Over and over.
Yeah, do it again. Do it again. Because we can't. Look, put how he had the mouth wide open right there. Do that. One more time.
Play the Seahawks Alabama sounder.
That was not a Seahawk.
There it is. Alabama's beating Georgia this weekend.
Thank you.
I don't really need the points. I'll take.
There it is. There it is. Show host Sammy P, BetSweats, BetMGM Network. It's time to zero in on every snap. Activate your odds boost token on any college football bet, and you'll receive a bigger payout if your bet wins, only at BetMGM. I did, as they say, cook something up. You cook up the money line for Penn State and Alabama. Sam, that's plus 261 over at BetMGM.
Okay.
Kind of feels like that's where we're thinking this is going to go this weekend. But, yeah, I mean, Bama 3, it doesn't feel like that number's going to move. Georgia as your favorite, Bama the dog there. But how did you get there exactly? Is it DeBoer in this role when the roles are reversed? DeBoer not as strong when they're expected to win? Just how they've recovered from the Florida State debacle there to start the season? How'd you get here on Bama?
I saw it when it opened 3.5. I thought that was a little light. I'm like, wait a minute. Georgia's at home, only laying 3.5? That's weird. Because they opened these up, obviously, last Sunday during the NFL games. College games come out. I'm like, that's interesting. And then the initial bet came in on Bama. Oh. Okay. That's interesting, too. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, I talked to two guys that do this for a living, and they both said Bama's winning.
Oh. Okay.
And then Matoy Pearson, who I adore, we can't get him on the show because he doesn't answer his phone. Sometimes he goes dark. It's a very, very interesting challenge to get Matoy on shows, but we talk all the time. He sends me a slip, Ty Simpson to win the Heisman. That he bet on Monday. I'm like, oh man, here we go. I am sucked in. I know some guys that like Georgia too. I mean, Georgia's a very popular play, especially when they only have to win by 4 at home. I heard Jenks before the Donkster, before I came on, Jenks says Georgia doesn't lose at home at night. Okay, fine. People like Georgia.
Is that true? Is it just that, made up?
That's what I heard. He's like, yeah, they don't lose at night at home. Until Saturday, when they will.
Until it happens. Yeah.
It's a power rating thing for a lot of people that do this well. They think Alabama's better than Georgia. And it's just basically what it comes down to. I think also Florida State had been waiting for that game all season. I mean, think about how Florida State finished last year, and they had to hear about it all offseason, how bad they are. And they came out gunning in that game. And it was Simpson's first start. Not an easy place to go in and play. And they got caught up and they couldn't recover. But they also had some injuries in the running back room. And there wasn't a lot of There wasn't a lot of reciprocity between the quarterback and the receivers. Like they weren't on the same page. Just give that thing time. You know, we're so quick to throw things out after one game. A lot of people did it to the Lions in the NFL. Oh, Lions are broken. No, they're not. It's the first game with a new coordinator. Things happen. It's not how you start the season. It's how you build during the season. And, of course, how you finish is way more important than how you start. So I just think Bama had a bad game. And Georgia gave up almost 500 passing yards to Tennessee. And we don't talk about it enough. Well, they won. What a gritty win. That's not a Georgia defense. That's not a Kirby Smart national championship defense. I guess it is true, Joe. If you lose four or five guys to the NFL every year, it's difficult to keep recycling that. And Georgia had a great run. This defense is not good, especially in the back end. So I think there's a lot of optimism around Alabama's offense and Alabama's quarterback. And from people that I respect, it's the same song.
If you're thinking Bama wins, Bama is going to be just fine, where they're one of the teams that are playing in the SEC championship. I think Matoy's onto something. When the Mateer word gets out, I feel like most people that are, you know, betting the Heisman, involved in some way, they had to take their stand. You said Hoover, right? I said Maivea. He's saying Simpson. It makes sense, especially now. You plant your flag if you're saying Bama's winning, okay. Then we've got Vandy, Missouri, Tennessee, South Carolina before LSU, Oklahoma. There are a lot of high-profile matches, matchups, just like the Mateer example, where Simpson will have an opportunity to steal the award. Okay, if he fails one of them, he's going to have another opportunity. And then there's another one. There are multiple chances here for him to do that. And those 22-1. If Bama wins, what's that number? It might, and if it's because of him, exactly my thought. Yep.
Half.
11, 12, somewhere in that range. That's gone. Yep. So, yeah.
So I wrote about the Heisman market in my newsletter this week, and there's a quote from somebody who books bets at Circa, and his quote on the Heisman market is, "I just hope to break even." He's like, I don't expect to win. They never really can feel good about it because you write all the money on the favorites all summer. Arch, Nussmeier, Lagway, Sellers. So you got all that liability. And then those guys all stink. So you got to push them out, but you already have that liability. Then everybody bets Mateer and catches on to Beck and catches on to Dampier. And then you feel good about it, kind of. You got Mateer on top, and you kind of feel good. Well, you got everybody, and then Mateer gets hurt. You're like, no, now what do I do? So it's very difficult to book that market. And then we're going to see a horse take control by mid-October. And it will be very obvious who the lead guy is. But it's not obvious yet. And you can still find a lot of guys between 15, 25, 30 to 1 that could win it, of course. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about a couple other games, but I do have Mo's numbers here. And he said we could talk about these whenever we want. So here's his top five teams in the country. And he does it on a scale of 100. So 100 is an elite team. Like all-time team. He's got Ohio State at a 96, his number one team in the country, Ohio State. And then he's got three teams at 95, Oregon, Penn State, Alabama. So he's saying that Ohio State is a one-point favorite against Oregon, Penn State, and Bama. He's got Bama 95, as I said. He's got Georgia 91.5. So 3.5 points better. That's his numbers. I'm not saying they're right, but saying Alabama's 3.5 points better on a neutral and then adding in the 4 points or whatever for home field, he's saying with the numbers that this game should be a pick'em.
All right. We're going to get to Oregon, Penn State, but I did want to make sure we squeeze in Illinois, USC. So the number is 6.5, right? And we're not there at that 7 for a reason. Just, making sure that we're still there for the Illinois game. Yeah. There's some sevens available. Actually, the market's kind of split right now between 6.5 and 7. But I'd say there was positive news for Illinois. I mean, when that Indiana game rolled around, the number of guys down in the secondary, like you could have said, like, man, they're down like the top six guys. Like that's how many injuries they were having. So it was just a field day. I don't know if Illinois is over that loss. I'm not. Like, I'm still... Like, Sam, this morning I was looking at it. I was like, oh, my God. Like, we saw the ass whooping on TV, and there was no reason to look in the box score. So I didn't even look in the box score until now. I was like, what? they were outgained by 418 yards. Like, we knew it was bad. Oh, you gave up 312 rushing yards? 312? Oh, how many did you get?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You see how many rushing yards Illinois had? Not that you're going to run
much. I don't
even
think it was 100. Wasn't 100, was it?
Two.
Two?
They had two rushing yards.
So not 100.
Not 100. Not 20. Not 10, not 5.
Do you like Illinois in this spot?
Their guys are coming back. No, I don't. I don't. I'm just saying, outside of Xavier Scott, it seems like everybody's coming back. That's what Bielema was saying the other day. If you have any pride, like they've been laughed at all week, if you have any pride, I would think that you're at least in the game at home, and a lot of the dudes you're missing outside of one, and it's a big one, it looks like they're going to be returning. So you would think you show up with something, some sort of fight. Like you were getting all this hype, and then at the peak of it, yeah, oh, injuries don't matter. We're so good. Bam. Just bitch slapped. I don't know how else to put it, because that's what happened in front of the country. You would think that they show up. But I'm the same guy that likes the USC quarterback to make a run here for the Heisman, to get involved in that conversation, 16-1, where it could be much shorter, kind of like the Simpson conversation. I've flip-flopped on this game, so I'm probably going to walk away. I'm just super interested to see what the hell happens. You've got a better pulse on this Illini team. Do you think they stay down, or they show some fight under Bielema here?
I have no idea. I have not made a single bet on the game, and I won't. I was hoping for Joey Mittels, though. Maeva Heisman, Illinois +7. You could
have
a really nice scenario if USC wins by 3 or 4. That'd be really nice for you. I like Washington against Ohio State. I like 8.5. Took that last night. We talked about Bama. I do like Virginia tonight. You know, Tony Elliott left Clemson 3 years ago, and Clemson hasn't been able to score ever since. And he's been kind of putting everything in play there. He's got a quarterback. Virginia's catching 7 tonight against Florida State. That's not a bad look.
I like Arkansas. Some of those 4.5s are now turning into 4s after opening at 6. Arkansas at home against Notre Dame. And you're spot on. We do have to bet Penn State in some form or fashion. Whether it's Moneyline Parlay or whatever you do, you've got to bet Penn State at least to win the game. Frankly, covering 3 in the hook, that's a little dicey. NFL breakdown next. Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.